Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we'll send you that link. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's the Tell All Part 4. And guess what? They're not done. There's still one more, Part 5. We're recapping the 90 Day Fiancé Single Life Tell All Part 4. For all those of you that don't know, 90 Day Fiancé is a TLC program from the Learning Channel following real life couples. One person is from America, the other is from another country. They try to combine their lives, and usually U.S. citizenship is involved, and it takes 90 days in order to get all that paperwork together, get your visa, or at least get into the process of that. So that's why it's called 90 Day Fiancé. It follows the couples with all their challenges in trying to make that happen. So they have to be 90 Day Fiancés before they marry and can be assimilated to the U.S. culture. So a lot of things ensue in between all of that. Family issues, differences, relationship issues. Are you being used for a green card? All these different things come up. Are you really being loved in this relationship? Are you being used for a few dollars? So many things come up when it comes to this type of relationship, dating, marriage scenario, but it's a real thing and people are really doing this. But this part of the franchise, they have different branches. They have 90 Day The Single Life, 90 Day Happily Ever After, 90 Day The Other Way. And this is 90 Day The Single Life, where it's usually couples that didn't work out. We follow the one that is single, or both of them that may be single now, and see how they are getting along, how are they trying to find love again. So we kind of follow that, or if it's not them, it's one of their relatives or family members that are involved. So that's 90 Day The Single Life. We're this over now. We're on the tell-all part 4. So this is probably one of the longest tell-all parters that I've mentioned this before. But I did actually enjoy this season of The Single Life. A lot of things ensue in this tell-all, because the tell-all is basically catching up with all of the couples and their friends and family in the aftermath after the season is over. How are things going with the relationships as we saw the ending of the show? So it's kind of a catch-up thing. Last time we talked about John and Megan, John got on his knee and said, okay, Megan, you wanted me to marry you. You wanted me to at least propose. So he's doing it here during the tell-all. They're doing all the stuff during the tell-all. I don't know if it's to get attention or make it just very memorable, but they're doing a lot of stuff during the tell-all. And I'm not mad at him for getting on his knee and saying, okay, Megan, I want to make it official. They had been having a lot of relations, and now they live together. So for them to actually make it official, I think it's a good thing. His brother Patrick was there, and he was kind of being a hater during the whole process. And I'm sure he knows his brother and knows that there's certain things that he feels his brother isn't ready for. And he may be right, and he may have seen that firsthand, but he is not his brother. He can be his brother's keeper, but he's not his brother. He doesn't know how he's changed and evolved. He hasn't been living with him during this time and season. So he doesn't know fully how he can evolve and be a family man, which he said he probably would never be. So Patrick and his wife, Thais, kind of giving me some hater vibes. I was happy for them as they, you know, they had struggles becoming a couple themselves, getting married. I think they're on their second child. I may be wrong. That might just be their first child, but they really don't seem like they don't want to wish John well. John, I think, was living with them at the time. They felt like he just wasn't prepared to go out there and take care of a family and all of that on his own. And he was kind of like that guy, so to speak, that guy that will probably be the perpetual bachelor. And they just don't want to believe the change. And they may think Megan is false. They act like they said, you know, he called his wife after the proposal, was like, they were both surprised and they think it's too soon. And I think that they just kind of need to be more supportive and not be so negative. So that's a problem sometimes when family tries to get into your business, but it looks like that's not stopping John and Megan. And I wish them the best, but you're going to see probably Patrick and Thais on the sidelines, not cheering them on. And that's their problem. All right, so next we're going to go with Debbie. And, you know, Debbie and Ruben the Cuban, and then Debbie's son, who looks out for her because she is 67. He looks out for her concerning all her dating matters. He also is a police officer, so that adds a little bit more drama. He's supposed to be hard-nosed, but I feel like he's just really a nice guy. But he tries to give us some hard-nosed attitude. You know, when it comes to, okay, don't take advantage of my mom, which is always a good thing. But sometimes she feels like he's encroaching on her situation and her dating scenario. A couple of cast members from past episodes came out and kind of could relate to Debbie's story on some level. So they brought them back on to give their thoughts. And Debbie meet. Now, the original Debbie comes in, and she's always been on. When she comes on the tell-all, she always has a lot to say. She is kind of negative. Usually she's always pulling out some stuff. I do feel like she was looking out for Debbie. Debbie, who was 72, is the original Debbie, and Debbie, who was 67, is the new Debbie. But, you know, 67 Debbie was like, you know, you're kind of too much in my business. You're kind of too much questioning my man. And she was doing a little more even than her son Julian did at the time, while everyone was out there doing the tell-all. But it was, you know, the battle of the Debbies. It was entertaining, and they kind of questioned Debbie about lying about her age. And, you know, that can become a thing when it comes to dating, especially if you get to a certain age. Originally, she did it on the dating apps because she was not getting any takers. No one was checking her out because of her age. So she changed it up a little bit, and I believe that kind of changed the flow of things, and she was getting more takers. So she did come clean with someone she was dating, and that didn't work out. But now she's with Ruben the Cuban. He seems like the guy that is going to try to stick it out and stay with her. Julian's kind of skeptical of him. He does like to dress very flashy, even more flashy than Miss Debbie. But, you know, they make a great couple so far from what we see. And she was upset that when he came into town for the tell-all that he didn't really come up and meet her at her hotel. But he says, you know, I know you're conservative when it comes to your lifestyle. You're not trying to sleep with people. And I wasn't trying to give off that vibe that I was going to meet you at the hotel and do this and that. So I respected his answer. But then he shows us his bloomers and his socks. Okay, he had socks with his mom's, Julian's mom's face all over it. But then he said, hey, look at this. He shows us his bloomers. Everybody was like, wow, why is this happening? But Debbie, Miss Debbie Loveden, said, okay, I forgive you. Let's move forward in our relationship. It's their so-called official. You know, she was questioning, hey, are you seeing anyone else? I've seen you on the dating app still. And he's like, no, I haven't been talking to anybody else. So, from all intents and purposes, everyone's saying they are official. So that's great. But the whole idea of lies and lying during the dating process in this scenario, is that okay? And what reasoning would you have to lie that kind of became a question, which I think is a good question and something you may want to ask yourself. And then Natalie steps up. Natalie has her issues with Josh, where they're on some type of sleep together relationship, and he gives her stuff, but they're not officially anything. But Natalie admits that she would lie to guys to keep them around. So that looks bad on you, Natalie. You're kind of just making yourself look worse. And they kind of talk a little bit about dating apps. And the original Miss Debbie, who's 72, says she's been lied to also on the dating apps. A few guys said that they were single, but they were all married and still trying to date her. And she's 72. And she said, you know what? I never lied on my dating profile or my apps. And she seems to be in a good relationship with a gentleman of around the same age. Hopefully everything is still going good with them. But that became a question which I thought was essential when it comes to dating, because I do think a lot of people lie for different scenarios. And then I think John said, what if I lied and told a girl I had a lot of money when I didn't? Well, she's obviously going to see the truth once you try to take her on a date. Now, that lie can be debunked pretty quickly. And they were talking also about filters. Using filters on your face is more of a lie than actually the numbers. As long as you have an accurate picture of how you look. I mean, if it's believable, I guess you look good for your age. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not giving a thumbs up for lying. But there's a difference between lying about the little things and the big things. Somebody can come up to you and say, you know, all of the correct things. This is what I do. This is where I live. You know, all the basics. But they may have a lying mindset, a lying agenda. They may always be deceptive with people that they're talking to. And even if they don't have like that direct, obvious lie, but it's their attitude, they may have a roaming eye, they may be seeing multiple people, and that's fine as long as you guys are kind of upfront about that, especially if you're getting serious. So it's, you know, to me, the big lies, the underneath lies that I think that are more detrimental than about the age. Because there are people that just have a lying mindset and mentality. They always have an agenda. They always have a backstory and a back plan and a backdoor vibe. And that type of thing is ultimately what's going to kill the relationship. Because people can really put on some good facades and have a very good package as far as how they look on paper when you go on dates. But what is this person's mentality? What is their mindset? How have they treated people in the past? All of that. That can be the real lie that you kind of want to be aware of. Just like Miss Debbie said, she dated people that they may not have lied about their age, but they were married. So that's like a really big thing that we really don't want you to lie about. So prioritize those lies. You know, we're not into lies. We never want to lie. Especially if you are a person of God, that's not what we do. But I can see one lie can be more detrimental than the other when it comes to love and dating and relationships. So just have that mentality, because even a little lie can give people skepticism about you. So, you know, any type of lying can set you up for a failure or a fall, and you just won't be trusted in the whole relationship. So just leave lying. Leave lying to itself. Don't touch it. You don't want to be in something where you have to lie about stuff anyway to get love and acceptance. I mean, Natalie even says she'll do that to keep someone, and I think guys do the same thing. They'll lie to keep you. So I mean, it's to see both sides, women and men, they both can lie to get what they want and to play those heart games so that they can get what they want, even if they do care about you genuinely and want to be with you. I can't overlook those lies. So that's really an important situation, important thing to look at. moving forward when it comes to love and dating. I want to go to Tim, Louisa, Jamal, Veronica, the four-way situation, and I'm not talking about sex, but in a way, I mean, they kind of have a love triangle. Jamal was not happy about Tim and Veronica's continued friendship, and he always wanted to put a wedge between them. And then Louisa enters the picture, starts dating Tim, and Tim is really slow when it comes to his affection and being physical with his partners. And Jamal just pulls out one day and says, you know, on this particular episode of the tell, I was like asking him, is he gay? And he thinks he's gay or something along those lines. And Tim says, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't have to justify myself. People are going to think whatever they want to think. Miss Debbie says, okay, maybe he has low testosterone. And, you know, because he says he likes to take things slow, and maybe he just doesn't want... that has something to do with it. Then John talks about him himself having issues with low testosterone, and he had to get shots. And, you know, people were kind of surprised by that take, because John just seems like a man's man. But, you know, I don't know if that has to do with erectile dysfunction or whatnot, but low testosterone can affect the male libido, basically, I guess, the male sex drive. I don't know if it has to do with just performance or just the desire itself. If you don't have the desire, then you probably won't be able to perform. Not to get too deep in that, but, you know, that's kind of what the cast did. They kind of talked about that. And Tim didn't want to say, he didn't, you know, follow up much about that. He was just saying, you know, you can think whatever you want to think. But he wasn't going to really address it in that way. So I think it was kind of bold for Jamal. Actually, it wasn't Jamal that did it. I apologize. Jamal kind of alluded to it in one of the previous tell-alls. I'm sorry, Jamal, for throwing you under the bus. It was actually Louisa. She was, I think, insecure of the fact that he didn't want to be physical with her, and she was almost kind of throwing herself at him, and he wasn't taking. So I think because of her insecurity, she says that, and she said, and he said, I didn't care. She said, that's right, you don't care about the people that love you and want you. But Louisa just seems very divisive. At first, she seemed like a nice person, but at this point, I feel like she's very divisive. She's pulling that out on Tim. She's probably trying to get attention and be one of those hot, loud, young Latinas. If you want to be a stereotype, you don't have to be a stereotype, but I feel like that's what she's trying to do. She was showing a lot of cleavage, and she just wasn't really being the nice girl that we saw during the episodes. Her and Jamal were getting along a little bit too much. And, you know, after Tim, Louisa, Jamal, and Veronica all kind of supposedly were trying to squash things, even though Louisa and Tim, I think, are still probably on the outs. But it was, you know, after, during the break that they kind of showed them backstage. They were trying to talk things out. And Jamal and Veronica still act like they had a thing for each other. Jamal was still trying to stay in the door, and Veronica was letting him stay in the door. And the other castmates were looking like, okay, this is kind of surprising that you guys are supposed to be broken up, but you still kind of act like you're going to hook up with each other again or more. And, you know, Chantel had to be the busybody here and say, you know, I saw Louisa and Jamal actually talking, and those are Tim and Veronica's exes on the show, that they kind of might be having a thing going on. And it was confirmed. What we heard their voices on the microphones as they were kind of chatting it up, talking about last night and what they did and how they couldn't remember. So Jamal is, to me, very deceptive. He's playing both sides. He looks like he hooked up with Louisa, Tim's ex, and he still has a door open for Veronica, like he at any time can hook back up with her whenever he wants. And I'm hoping Veronica sees that. And I just don't like his player mentality. I don't want him to be one of those stereotype guys that, you know, young guys that play women and play games, and is playing both of these Latina women. And I just feel like, I hope that you know, is revealed and the realness comes out in that situation. And also, to me, when Veronica and Jamal were flirting in the back, it seemed very contrived. It seemed very like it was a play that they put together. So I'm not 100% even sure, you know, how real this is at this point. To me, I felt like it was a big put on. But it is what it is. Are you guys doing this for entertainment? Did you guys practice this last night? To me, I don't like false things. You know, I like this show because of the reality element of it. I do know that there are some things that are put on because for entertainment value and to keep people watching. But I don't like to be able to detect the falseness. So I don't know, you know, how real that part of the programming was. But Tim, Louisa, Jamal, Veronica, that whole thing is a mess. It's so messy. I hope that they can figure out their four-way issues, their four-way anger, kind of get over things. But I'm not surprised that their exes hooked up. Technically, exes are exes and they can be done. But the way that Jamal's kind of keeping his foot in the door, Tim really doesn't have much he wants to do left with her. He's basically said, you know, they just don't fit. But Jamal's playing both sides, and that's pretty dirty. If you want to talk about lies, now that's the big lie in the room when it comes to dating. In this whole scenario for our 90-day single life cast. So I hope the truth is revealed for Mr. Player here. And who knows who else he's been playing on the cast, outside the cast, on his Insta, wherever he hooks up with people. I don't know, but I hope the truth is revealed. Always like to see the truth revealed, and that's what the tell-alls are all about. Let's find out the truth here. The next one is going to be crazy. The next one, they said, is going to be some big, shocking, surprising things that are going to happen. And you might say, oh, they say that all the time. Well, no, they actually did say that this time. So I'm looking forward to seeing what those things are. But this one was pretty good and some surprising things in this as well. So I'll continue to chat with you about it. I mean, it enlightens me a lot when it comes to love and relationships. Of course, it's a microscopic look, like these people are under the microscope. So it's not, you know, every person's life or every person's scenario. It may not be generally everyone's experience, but I can see bits and pieces of my experiences there and other people's experiences there. So I do think that it is worth watching. Now for my part, and if you don't want to watch, or if you want to kind of just hear someone else's perspective, if you want someone that watches with you as well and relates, and we could kind of bounce off perspectives from each other, I mean, please continue to listen so that can be done. If you want to come on and chat with me, that'll be great. You guys can always email me anytime with your thoughts at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All the best. God bless. Thanks for listening. This is Irene.